This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. A belated Eid Mubarak to everybody. And I just wanted to cover something very shortly. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to come through Ramadan and through the Eid as well, Eid al-Fitr, despite the lockdown. Of course, there were various different views that we heard as we went through, whether Jumu'ah should be performed, how Taraweeh should be performed. And also, finally, there was the discussion about Eid al-Fitr prayer. Since the lockdown, there wasn't going to be much of an access to the masjid for most people. So where do you do your Eid prayer? Do you even do your Eid prayer? So there are various different opinions about this. Early on, about 2 weeks or so before Eid, we ourselves, we put out that our understanding was that just like Jumu'ah prayer should not be reduced to the homes, and it is something which is more of a congregational prayer. Likewise, Eid is even more of a congregational prayer, and that's why our suggestion was that according to our reading of the text of the Hanafi school, there is no such thing as Eid prayer in the houses because it's supposed to be done together. However, there were other opinions as well from respectable individuals, respectable scholars and respectable muftis from around the world. Now, that is all fine. Later, we didn't put out anything more because we did not want to add fuel to the fire, because what happened is, and essentially the point of this discussion today is to explain very briefly that differences of opinion are absolutely inevitable and they are something historical, that we've had differences of opinion from the time of the Sahaba. After the Prophet ﷺ departed this world, there were differences of opinion among the Sahaba themselves. Differences is a part of life. There's no way you can do away with differences. The only way you can minimize the difference is if you're in a Muslim country where the scholar council, the leader of the scholar council, the mufti, whoever it is, the chief, the arch mufti, once they give a ruling, then everybody would do the same thing. But even there, you would probably have ulama who may have other opinions, but they would not be able to implement those opinions. Having a difference of opinion, there being two opinions out there, should be seen in a relaxed attitude. As long as they're coming from religious, righteous, practicing, and knowledgeable scholars, then that is completely fine. So the suggestion in such a thing is that we follow whichever suits us best in our situation according to the strength that we see in that position. If you have no idea or no way to determine the strength of certain things, then it's best that you just adhere to one or two scholars who you've always trusted. You trust their practice, you trust their learning, their education, their understanding, their piety, and you just go with that. If you're going to wait for this utopian idea that there should only be one opinion, why can't they get together, then you'll just be miserable for a very long time. Because that's just not going to happen. You have to remember, we are going through unprecedented times. I do not believe that ever in history there's probably been a ban on Eid prayers in any particular place like this, the way it was, unless it was for oppression reasons. Right? Aside from that, in a normal non-oppression situation, purely because of a disease or illness, because of measures that are understood today that people have to take, I don't think there's ever been a situation like that, as we have had in England and some other countries during this occasion. So you're going to get differences of opinion. People will understand the text differently. Yes, if it was very clear-cut in the Quran or in the Sunnah, in the Hadith, for example, that in this particular situation, this is what you do, and anybody went against that, then that would seem as absurd, that why would somebody go against something so explicitly mentioned? Where there's nothing clearly mentioned like this, a lot of it is inferred in some cases, we're going to have to determine the best possible recourse in a situation like this. And clearly, there were two opinions, maybe there were three opinions. They are all practicable opinions as long as they're coming from authority, as long as they're coming from ulama. So that's why we have to get used to this idea that that is what's going to happen, even among ulama of the same school of thought, right, Hanafis, or within Hanafis, various different schools of thoughts, there were differences of opinion, and that is fine. Alhamdulillah, that is fine. As long as you went with somebody you trusted, then that should be enough for you. It's going to be inevitable, so it's not something that you need to worry about. I didn't want to bring this up beforehand and contribute further to the flames of the fire, because especially towards the end of Ramadan is a time when you're trying to win the race with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, in His sight, to try to get the best out of Ramadan. And I think sometimes either just the first few days into Ramadan and the last few days of Ramadan, these kind of various different topics creep up, which seem to just disturb the flow and the actual ultimate sealing of, and completion of Ramadan. So we just didn't want to get engaged with that. That's why now that we've relaxed after Ramadan, now we want to just bring this to you, that in the future when there's unprecedented times, especially when it's unprecedented, right, you're going to have differences of opinion. You just find, and for this you should do this in your life for everything. If you need answers to things, you find one or two ulama that you trust for the various different criteria that I've mentioned, then you just go with them and understand that there will be differences of opinion, because this world is created with differences. It's the nature of everything in this world. That's what it's going to be like. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to follow the best, follow the strongest, and follow that which is the most righteous course of action. And may Allah then accept it from all of us. May Allah then accept it from all of us. So again, a belated Eid Mubarak to all of you, and may Allah accept all of our Ramadan, and may Allah have granted us that full reward on the day of Eid. Jazakallah khair. Please remember us in your du'as, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.